From Tidbits on August 3rd, 2009, this is the audio edition of Apple, Web-Enabled iPhone Apps Aren't for Kids, written by Adam Sangst. The App Store's tenuous grip on sanity continues to slip. Selznick Scientific Software's Password Wallet is a password storage and auto-typing utility that can synchronize its files with the Mac version of the program. Sounds exactly like the sort of thing you'd want to keep young children away from, doesn't it? If you were to believe its 17-plus rating in the App Store, you might do just that. Here's the story. Under recently changed App Store policies, any app that enables the user to visit an arbitrary website, which is true of Password Wallet and many other programs, must be rated 17-plus or it will be rejected. Apple's goal is obvious. There are plenty of things on the web that parents might not want their young kids to see. But as is all too common with the App Store, Apple has biffed the implementation of this goal. As you can see in the screenshot on the website from the App Store, Password Wallet's capability to display any web page awards it not just a 17-plus rating, but an almost shocking array of reasons for the rating, including such parent-worrying descriptions as frequent, intense, sexual content or nudity, frequent-slash-intense horror or fear themes, and frequent-slash-intense realistic violence. Dangerous stuff, those password utilities. It's certainly true that there are plenty of websites that meet these descriptions, but given that the iPhone's own Safari provides exact access to exactly the same ghastly websites as Password Wallet, it seems like overkill to splash warnings all over Password Wallet's page in the App Store. Not all similar apps yet have this rating. I believe it is being applied only to new apps and updates submitted after the policy change. Now you might say,
but what about parental restrictions? Perhaps the great and benevolent Apple is just protecting the sensibilities of our tender youth, since Safari can be disabled in the restrictions area of the general settings.
Well, you have a point, but Sanford Selznick, Password Wallet's developer, is one step ahead of you. If you disable Safari in the restrictions, it disappears from the home screen entirely. Password Wallet remains, but as soon as you attempt to visit a site via Password Wallet, it reports, "Content disabled. Check your Safari restrictions in general settings." So Password Wallet isn't doing anything that Safari can't do, and it's even honoring the parental restrictions set for Safari, which should alleviate any concerns that your little nipperkin will immediately start browsing the web for naughty pictures when you let him play with your iPhone during a boring dinner party. And if you think about it, Password Wallet is even less prone to abuse in other apps since it must be fed a password before any browsing can be done. In fact, it's a useful way to bookmark sites that might be inappropriate for a kid to view without letting them appear in Safari. But Password Wallet's virtues aside, every web-enabled app in the App Store will start being branded with that scary list of descriptions, since it's the only way to get in. That's going to generate an increased customer support load for all such developers, will result in all these apps explaining why they're 17-plus in their descriptions, and will likely hurt sales in the short term. Eventually, the overuse of the 17-plus descriptions will render them entirely meaningless, which won't be good for the App Store in general. Sanford tells me that he's already started to receive a non-trivial number of questions about the 17-plus rating for what seems like a thoroughly innocuous utility, so I think this process has started. Sanford tried to explain all this to Apple, but to no avail. He submitted Password Wallet 3 times, each time upping the rating after being rejected. For the final attempt, he gave Password Wallet the highest possible rating since each rejection took 8 to 10 days, and he couldn't afford to keep playing the guessing game with Apple when his explanation of how he was honoring the Safari restrictions was falling on deaf ears. One general solution to this problem is obvious, and has been proposed already by Instapaper developer Marco Arment. When developers are describing their apps, Marco published a screenshot of the relevant interface, there could be an option for unfiltered internet content that could go along with a 17-plus rating on web-enabled apps instead of the bits about sex and violence. That might not describe Password Wallet accurately, given that it honors the Safari restrictions, but I'll bet Sanford would far rather have his app described as allowing unfiltered internet content than some of the nasty-sounding things it purportedly allows now. Another solution would be for Apple to realize that what Sanford has done in honoring Safari's restrictions could be a general requirement for apps that provide unfiltered access to the internet. That way, any parent concerned about internet content could restrict access to Safari and all equivalent apps simultaneously. Either way, we can only hope that Apple will refine this policy to make future ratings accurate and sensible so Apple's goals don't hurt iPhone developers or the App Store in general. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I have to admit, I'm a little annoyed. I thought this article was going to be kind of a bigger deal, but seeing as Apple went and rejected all the Google Voice apps the same week that I posted this, the fact that they're rating innocuous apps as having frequent intense horror fear themes seems kind of minor. But really, I actually don't think it is. The whole rejection thing is arbitrary, but this is a policy that could be changed much, much more easily and could apply to a whole swath of apps very easily. So, you know, honestly, hey, make a bigger fuss about this than some of the rejections that we all get our panties in a twist about it now. Oops, that probably makes me 17 plus. Damn! Oh, now there's obscenity. Oh, no, man! I'm just having so much trouble with this. Any event, hope you like the article.